And good morning from the KGEZ Good Morning Show. Joining us now, the director of the Governor's Office of Budget and Program Planning, Kurt Almy. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. How's everybody up there today?
You know, we're doing fine after this windstorm blew through here yesterday and cut the power off to like about 16,000 people. It was quite a storm through here.
Well, I think it came all the way down here. I picked up your hat outside. I'll get it back here next time I'm up there.
Hey, Kurt, it's wonderful to get to meet you. We've heard your name many, many times associated with many different things here in Montana. Talk with us about this new role that you've taken on with the governor.
Pleased to be the budget director for the governor. You know, we've got a governor who's coming in and he's focusing on creating good-paying jobs and protecting our way of life. And that's everything in the administration. Everyone in the administration is focusing on trying to accomplish those two things.
And what's your role in all of this?
So as budget director, we help put together the governor's proposed budget for the legislature. And then, of course, the legislature goes to work on it. And at the end of the day, we try to get something out there that's going to meet the needs of Montana and get us back to work.
I have never understood what the equipment tax was all about. Apparently the governor doesn't either.
Well, that the business equipment tax is certainly a burden that a lot of our small businesses have to face. And part of the governor's budget is we want to exempt the first $200,000 of business equipment as opposed to $100,000. What that's going to do is take 4,000 more small businesses off the rolls and remove the burden of having to value and file and pay taxes on their equipment every year.
And also, we're going to get a little extra funding through property tax relief.
We are. Reappraisals every year or every 2 years now continue to put pressure on people with fixed income and who are low income, particularly our seniors and our disabled vets. And the governor wants to expand by 25% the amount that we set aside to ensure that people can stay in their homes and don't get priced out of their homes by property taxes.
You know, Kurt, I want to mention this to you as maybe something that that you could consider. In the state of Washington, for example, when a homeowner reaches age 65, their valuation of their home is frozen at that level for the remainder of their life that they stay in that home. And we don't have that here, yet we have a higher number of retirees per capita than they do in Washington. Have we ever considered trying to do something like this?
No, those things get considered from time to time. Proposition 13 in California was a similar idea, but broader. In Montana, instead, we focused on the elderly homeowner and renter credit. So there's about $8 million or almost $9 million now a year that we use to help low-income seniors address that issue.
Well, one of the things that we're jumping around all over the place here in the budget thing, so just kind of follow us here, Kurt, and everybody else listening too. One of the things that the governor, his budget is talking about the marijuana tax revenue and what we're going to do with that, because potentially at 20%, that could be a huge pot of dollars for our state.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to see. The voters passed the initiative and Department of Revenue here the state government is trying to work diligently to get that stood up so that sales can begin in January of next year as was contained in the initiative. And then with that comes the tax. And the governor has made clear that the top priority of that tax revenue is to deal with substance abuse prevention and treatment. We all know we have a significant problem with meth and other substances. And, of course, with legalization of marijuana, we'll expect to have more treatment issues associated with that also.
And so you think that by taking some of those dollars and diverting them over there, it was my understanding that this money was going to go into the general fund. Is any of it left for that?
You know, there is. The governor, again, wants to take the first $6 million off the top and be sure we address substance abuse prevention and treatment. But beyond that, he's proposing that those dollars do go in the general fund to help move forward his economic development agenda.
And another area that we've talked an awful lot about, too. I'm just jumping you all over the place, Kurt. Thank you for following along with me here. Trades education. It seems like trades education is something that when I look around and I see a shortage of plumbers and carpenters and electricians, we could sure use a few more of those folks.
Well, we sure could. And, you know, getting back to your earlier comment about business equipment tax, there's a couple of areas that really, in this budget, that really help small businesses. And these are two of them. Trying to get small businesses from having to deal with the burden of business equipment tax, and then also providing this trades education. The governor has set aside $1 million in the budget to help businesses provide 50% credits up to $2,000 for employees who want to go out and get additional training or education. So, you know, think, for example, you got a business that has somebody in an entry-level position, but they want to become a welder or they want to become a plumber, and the business could use the employee. Well, this way the employer and the employee can agree to go out and get that employee some training, and employer has some skin in the game by paying for the cost, and we'll give them a 50% tax credit, and we'll get that person into a skilled position, one that Montana needs.
One of the things we saw repeatedly in the debates between Governor Gianforte and Governor Steve Bullock was Greg concerned about the pay that starting teachers get here in Montana. He said it was incredibly low and needed to be raised. Is he going to be able to do that anytime soon?
You know, he has money set aside in the budget to do that. And, you know, your point was right on. Montana is 50th out of 50 in starting teacher's pay. So what happens is our kids go to college, they graduate, they want to become a teacher, and sometimes they're forced to go out of state in order to get a job that pays well enough for them to meet their bills. So what he's proposing is an incentive for local school districts. And again, you know, local school districts control pay for the teachers. It's not Helena, and we don't want to change that. But we want to put some incentives out there that if the school districts will raise starting teacher pay up to a certain point, that will help provide an incentive to do that.
This is off the subject here a little bit, but I wanted to ask your thoughts on that as a budget guy. One of the things that is giving us problems here in the Kalispell School District is that we put together a bond issue when we built a new elementary school, the first new elementary school to be built, additional school to be built here in Kalispell since the 1940s. And now we have a school, a beautiful school, a fabulous facility, but we also have a situation where we have more teachers and more staff to staff that school, and the same number of students just spread out now over six schools instead of five. So is there anything that we can do from the state level to help us when we expand our facilities?
You know, there is a facility fund that the state has, but as far as your point of ongoing revenues and ongoing costs, you know, that's really the issue, I think, for a lot of school districts, and that's why we have local control, is to try to figure out how to most effectively and efficiently educate our students. And as you point out, when you add a new school building, you may need to add a new administrator or a little bit more administrative staff, but on the other hand, it's closer for kids and hopefully smaller classrooms. And so those are the trade-offs that every school district in Montana struggles with. And I'd say, you know, in particular, our small school districts struggle with that. As we have big distances and it's tough to get, as we all know, a school consolidation in the last couple of decades, it's tough to get a critical mass of students together in one place where the administration and fixed cost ratios, you know, meet the kids. But that's why we have local control. It's up to local school boards to figure out how to balance those things and make our schools and make the school dollars spread as far as they can.
I want to just clarify a couple of things here before we let you go. We should have given an awful lot more time to this conversation. I hope that next time we will, Kurt, because you've got a lot of good information that our people need to know. But so far in the governor's budget that you're directing now, are you simply reapportioning funds, or are you in a position here where we're going to have to ask for more tax dollars in order to support all these programs?
I appreciate that question. No, we started with Governor Bullock's budget that he put out on December 15th, and we went in and have removed $100 million of spending. And at the same time, we will be proposing about $50 million of tax relief for all Montanans. So we're actually making substantive recommendations to the legislature that'll help us hold the line on spending as well as provide broad-based and some targeted tax reductions for Montanans that will hopefully get our economy going.
Right. Kurt, a great conversation. As I say, we're looking forward to additional conversations. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and we hope we can do that again here very soon with you.
Good enough. Nice to meet you, gentlemen, and stay out of the wind.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt Almayer, State Budget Director from the Governor's Office.